you for calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. May I please have your name?
Your name is Iris, is that right?
Yes, sir. May I have your name, please?
James Ward, W-A-R-D.
Thank you, Mr. Ward. And would you confirm the address for me?
1935 Goldboro Street in San Diego.
Thank you, sir. I have a 6-month subscription for the Omax Ultra Pure located for the 155-16 with tax. How can I help you?
Well, what I would like to do is I just got another shipment of it, and I called once before a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Not to automatically ship it because I reordered it myself.
Well, if we cancel you, you will lose that discount, and you would have to pay the full price of $286 for a 6-month supply.
Oh, if I do it on my own.
Right. The subscription is what locks you in at that discount.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so that's why you shipped me this other one, because the last one I got was in July, the end of July, right?
Right, yes, sir. Your next one is set for July 18th, if you want, so this way you'll have more control over it, but still keep that subscription active. What I can do is set you for a 9-month subscription frequency, and that way you'll run out before your next one is charged, which that's something we do try to avoid, but I understand your reasoning for wanting to control your shipments. But I can go ahead, push you out, say, set you for, instead of every 6 months, set you for every 9 months. This way, when you call in, you can say, hey, can you move my shipping date back to, and then we can bill you that next day for your next shipment. Would that be something you'd want to do?
Oh, I see. Okay. So in other words, when I run out in less than 9 months or whatever, or when
you'll be able to call and have us move your shipping date back. Or we can leave it, if you're running out on a timely basis with this, like you're getting this right before you run out, I would really recommend leaving it for your convenience. Because, you know, if you stop using the product, it is going to eventually wear out of your system, even if you just miss it for a couple of days, which could cause your joints to ache.
Yeah, well, I'm not planning on doing that, really, because I take two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening.
Right.
That's pretty good, but let me just see. I don't think I have. Let's see how much I have left here.
Sure thing. Your next one's not set to come out until July 18th, so you just let me know if you need me to change that date.
Like you said, I just got some. I just got this one a couple days ago, I think, and I still have four boxes left.
Ooh. Got a little behind there, didn't we?
No, I haven't, but it's just I've been taking them regularly.
Ah, gotcha. How does October 15th sound? You said you had four boxes still, plus the six you just got?
Yep, I have four boxes from the last shipment. Let's see, when did they expire? It doesn't say. Well, yeah. 08-22-22. So that's a lot. I give you a lot. You don't need a lot number and all that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-mm.
So what could you, so you just move it out, move the next shipment out a little bit? Is that what you do?
Well, I can do that as well as I can also adjust how often instead of every 6 months, I can also change how, like, I can give you more months in between shipments, too, if you need.
Yeah, okay. Let's try that, then.
Okay, so October 15th sound good for the next one?
Yeah, if I can make it that long, sure, that sounds good.
Well, based off of the supply size, you said you have those four that you have that from your last one, plus the six that just came in, that gives you a total of a 10-month supply.
Yeah.
It's January 27th today, so if I push you out until October 15th, you should be starting your last sleeve on the last box by that time.
Yeah, that'd be great. If you could do that, that would be great.
No problem. And did you want me to change the shipping frequency as well?
Well, maybe not yet, but
okay.
We'll worry about that later. How's that?
Sounds like a plan. So I've got your account updated here for October 15th. We're leaving it on a 6-month subscription. I do want to let you know, because of the seasons are changing, or getting ready to, that is, it's always a good idea to have a probiotic ready for the backup, so that way you help keep your immune system boosted. Did you want to grab a probiotic today for $19.95?
No, thank you. I don't.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling Omax Health, and have a great day.
You got it.
Yes, bye. Sir. Bye.